JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, responsible sexual practices is the focus of this year's Safer Sex Week. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA after this message.
At Mocha, we got an intelligence report on a dangerous suspect we were trying to apprehend for some time. We had reason to believe he was planning to leave the island. So we immediately sent an alert and current profile of the suspect to immigration.
And as fate would have it, I was the one on duty when he was trying to leave. We were able to work with Mocha to successfully apprehend the suspect. I am Alicia Fullwood of PICA.
I am Kevin Watson from Mocha. And together we are working
to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
I locked up my heart, gave God the key.
The National Family Planning Board, NFPB, is celebrating Safer Sex Week from Thursday, February 11 to Tuesday, February 16. Responsible sexual decisions can prevent several potential issues. That's why this year's theme will focus on promoting dual method of contraception, condom usage plus one. Director of Health Promotion and Prevention at the NFPB, Andrea Campbell, says the main event will be held on Friday, February 12, ahead of Valentine's Day on Sunday, February 14. It will involve the distribution of contraceptives free of cost.
The other regional health authorities, they will also be carrying out Safer Sex Week activities in their region. So we're hoping to provide at least 300 contraceptive pills to women, at least 300 contraceptive injections to women. Hopefully, we will distribute approximately 10,000 condoms and make approximately 500 persons should be able to get HIV or syphilis tested.
Ms. Campbell says the Family Planning Board will be partnering with Corporate Jamaica to provide free contraceptives and educate as many Jamaicans as possible, especially on the benefits of safe sex practices, such as sticking to one committed partner. Activities will also include a public lecture and a panel discussion at the Knutsford Court Hotel on Tuesday, February 16, with clinical sexologist Dr. Karen Carpenter as guest speaker. For more information on Safer Sex Week activities, call the NFPB at 968-1627.
And we haven't even kissed.
The principles of governance apply to our leaders as well as the private sector and citizens' organizations. It goes beyond the issue of institutions to encompass the social coordination among people that contribute to unified action. That's Goal 2, Outcome 6 of the country's National Development Plan. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question.
Play some music.
This record producer and entrepreneur was a member of the country's national football team. He produced many of the hit singles by the Maytals and was at one point the head of distribution in Jamaica for Atlantic Records. Tiny Whiny, Soca Bogle, and Soca Butterfly are few of the hits that the world remembers him for. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Byron Lee from Byron Lee and the Dragonaires. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.